Hi, this is Lillian Najjar. Welcome to the last session of the Overcoming Insomnia course. We've covered a lot over the last 9 sessions, so let's spend our last session putting it all together and making sure you have understood the main points outlined in this course. Everybody has trouble sleeping sometimes. Having an occasional night with little to no sleep will have little impact on your daily functioning, besides feeling a bit tired the next day. About 10 to 15% of the adult population have persistent sleeping difficulties associated with insomnia. Insomnia is difficulty falling or staying asleep. But for your sleeping problem to be considered a diagnosable sleep disorder, your sleeping difficulties must occur at least 3 times a week for 3 months and cause significant distress and impairment in one or more areas of your life. But essentially, sleep is a problem when you spend a lot of time in bed not sleeping, when you feel tired when you wake up and during the day, and when you worry a lot about how much sleep you're getting, and you feel like you can't cope with your usual daily responsibilities. Some of the main causes of insomnia are the bedroom environment, like the bedroom's not conducive to sleep, what you do during the day, like napping or having too much caffeine, what you do before you go to bed, like being too active just before bed, having unhelpful thoughts, like thoughts that you won't be able to sleep or you won't be able to cope if you can't sleep. Other problems and disorders like high stress, anxiety, depression, substance use, or other sleeping disorders. And other circumstances like jet lag or shift work or daylight savings time changes. It's important to do something about your sleeping problem because a chronic lack of sleep can impact your daily functioning, your emotional well-being, and your physical health. There are many things you can do to improve your sleep. It actually depends on the individual and what is contributing to the sleeping problem. One rule of thumb, no matter what the contributing factors are, is that you should wake up at the same time every day, no matter how much or how little sleep you got at night. Other tips depend on what is contributing to the sleep problem. If it's the environment, simple things would be to make sure the room is dark, to have a comfortable mattress and pillow, to declutter, and to ensure your room is at the ideal temperature. If it's what you're doing during the day, stop napping, reduce or cut out caffeine, and expend energy in the morning or in the afternoon. If it's what you do before you go to bed, develop a sleep routine. Make sure you don't drink alcohol before bed, and do a relaxation exercise or listen to some soothing music. If it's unhelpful thoughts getting in the way, like worries about never getting to sleep or not being able to function without sleep, remember, your thoughts aren't facts. You may not be at your best with little to no sleep, but if you had an objective look at your ability to cope in the past, you will most likely find that you've been able to function to an adequate degree, at least in some areas in your life. It can help to replace the thought with something like, "I'm working on getting a better night's sleep." Also, the belief that you will be able to get sleep or sleep self-efficacy is linked to lower severity of insomnia and better outcomes in treatment. And remember that resting calmly in bed is almost as restorative as sleep. If your sleeping problem is associated with other problems and disorders, like high stress, anxiety and depression, or substance use, or another medical condition, please consult your doctor and get a referral to a mental health professional who can assist you to treat all the issues that you may be suffering from. Screen time and smartphone use can interfere with sleep, mostly because we can't tear ourselves away from it. It's important to go to bed when you feel sleepy, even if it's in the middle of the game you're playing or the show you're watching. Also, choose activities 1 or 2 hours before bed that are not too stimulating. Finally, try to keep your phones and other devices out of your room if they are distracting or emit too much light. How should you approach improving your sleep? The first step is to identify your current sleeping pattern by filling in a logbook, where you record when you go to bed, when you fall asleep, how many times you wake up, and for how long, and also rating the way that you feel when you wake up and how you feel during the day. It can also be helpful to record what you think might have contributed to the difficulties that you might have had falling asleep or staying asleep at night. Recording this information over a period of 1 to 2 weeks will help identify the current sleeping patterns, how the sleeping patterns are affecting you during the day, and discover what might be contributing to the problems you're having falling or staying asleep. It can also serve as a baseline so you can measure your progress over time. If you seek help from a professional, this logbook information will also help the clinician choose the best treatment for you and help him or her measure your progress in treatment. The gold standard treatment for insomnia is cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, or CBTI. CBTI includes the sleep strategies that are included in this course, but it spends a lot more time on helping you identify and modify unhelpful thoughts and beliefs that are impacting on your sleep and your ability to function well during the day. CBTI may also include behavioral protocols like sleep restriction therapy and bright light therapy. Sleep restriction therapy, also called SRT, is a component that aims to correct circadian rhythm dysfunction by retraining your body to be sleepy at the appropriate time. In other words, it's pushing the reset button on your body clock by limiting the time you spend in bed. It may also include the bright light therapy or phototherapy to get your sleeping back on track. For optimum success, the sleep strategies need to be implemented systematically and consistently, and this requires a great deal of organization, discipline, and patience. You may find it difficult to apply these changes on your own. Use a logbook to track the strategies you are using and whether they're working or not. It can take up to 6 weeks to see improvement, especially if you've had insomnia for a long time. If you're unmotivated or find it difficult to be consistent, or feel frustrated by the whole process and how long it's taking, it might be helpful to seek the help of a mental health professional or a sleep specialist so he or she can personalize your program based on your specific difficulties and individual circumstances and keep you on track to implement the strategies effectively. Let's do a little quiz to check what you have learned. See if you can pick the right answer. How much sleep do you need? A, about 7.5 hours a night. B, between 5 and 10 hours. C, it depends on the individual. If you feel rested and you don't feel tired all the time, you're probably getting enough sleep. Or D, all of the above. The answer is D. Everyone has their own optimum number of hours, with most adults having a core requirement of 7 to 9 hours a night. The important thing to note is how you feel when you wake up during the day. If you feel rested and have energy, then you're sleeping enough. If you feel groggy and fatigued, then you may need more sleep. What is insomnia? A, not being able to fall asleep. B, waking up very early in the morning and not being able to get back to sleep. C, having difficulty staying asleep during the night. D, all of the above, plus feeling tired during the day. The answer is D. Insomnia can present in several different ways and is considered a problem when it is prolonged and it interferes with your life when you are awake. What behaviors can interfere with my ability to sleep during the night? A, napping during the day. B, exercising just before bed. C, watching a scary movie. D, all of the above. The answer is D. Yes, the answer is always going to be D. All of these things can contribute to problems sleeping during the night. Sleeping well depends on A, your sleep environment, B, your pre-sleep routine, C, your behaviors during the day, D, your levels of stress and anxiety, or E, all of the above. The answer is E. Okay, so the answer is E this time, but you get the picture. Sleeping well depends on several factors, but you may need to focus only on one area or even one strategy to make significant improvements in your sleep. Start by targeting one area that you think is affecting your sleep the most, and then choose one or two strategies to focus on and assess the results. If you've had long-term sleeping problems, it may take several weeks to get your sleep back on track, so don't lose hope. We have now concluded the course on overcoming insomnia. As mentioned previously, you may want to revisit the lessons you find most pertinent, given your own sleeping difficulties, and given your preferences in regard to the strategies you wish to implement. I hope that you found this course informative and useful. Thank you very much for your attention and interest. Sleep well and take care.